Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hello, and welcome to this podcast on Cribbage Pro for iOS. Obviously, this app is the game Crib, or Cribbage, whichever you call it. I'm absolutely useless at this game, but I do find it quite good fun. I've already got the app open because it takes forever to open, and it's focused on the top of the screen. So the first button that we've got is a new game button.
Resume game
button. Then we've got a resume game button.
Options and settings.
An options button. And settings button.
Multiplayer game button.
A multiplayer game.
Game statistics button.
Game statistics.
Help and about button.
Help and about.
Copyright 2013. Full Systems Inc.
And then a sort of copyright message. Now, the help and about... No, sorry, not the help and about. The multiplayer game is where you can go online and play people at Crib. The new game and resume game, your opponents are the computers. So we'll take a look to start with at the options and settings.
New. Resume. Game statistics. Options and settings. Button.
The options and settings button is close to the, I'd say, sort of middle left of the screen. So we'll double tap the options and settings. First button that we're greeted with is a done button.
Sound/display settings. Heading.
Then we've got the sound/display settings.
Card back style.
We've got the card back style settings, which I'm assuming is you can sort of change the look of your cards or something like that. I don't generally need those settings.
Background style.
Background style, which I'm not sure what that does.
Board style.
The board style, I'm assuming, will alter the board that you're playing with.
Fast deal animations. Switch button. Off.
Fast deal animations.
Double tap to toggle setting.
I don't know what those are, and that's just like a toggle switch. You know, like you just double tap on those settings and the switch will do what it does.
Play sounds. Switch button. On.
Play sounds, that
double
is...
Double tap to toggle setting.
That is where your sort of deal shuffle when you're playing a card, that's what those sounds are.
Play card sounds. Switch button. On.
Again, that's another sort
double
of...
Double tap to toggle setting.
That's another sort of... card sound. So again, you can play your card and hear it being put down on the table. You can shuffle. You can deal the cards.
Gameplay settings. Heading.
Gameplay settings.
Difficulty.
Now, within this app, you've got 3 levels. Because I'm not an experienced Crib player, I've got it set to beginner, but you've got
selected, easy, intermediate, advanced.
Sorry, I have it set to
3 of 3.
Easy. If you wanted to change the difficulty, then what you would do is double tap on one of those and it would select for you.
Autoplay all cards. Switch button off.
I'm not sure.
Double tap to toggle setting.
I'm not sure what that is, but I'm assuming you wouldn't have to bother picking your cards. It would just sort of play them for you.
Autoplay play cards. Switch button. Off.
Again, that's another switch.
Double tap to toggle setting.
That's another switch, which again, probably does the same thing. I don't know.
Auto cut deck. Switch button. Off.
That's an auto cut
double
deck.
Double tap to toggle setting.
That's an auto cut deck button, which, if you switch that on, I'm assuming it cuts the deck for you, or, you know, something along those lines.
Count manually. Switch button. Off. Tap to toggle settings.
Count manually. I'm not sure what that does, but I think you've got a couple of different counts.
Enable muggins. Dimmed. Switch button. Off.
Enable muggins, I don't know what that is either, but I've not really paid much attention to it.
Enable hints. Switch button. On.
Enable
Double
hints.
Tap to toggle setting.
I've got that switched on because whilst you're playing, it doesn't track your statistics, but it will give you hints as to what you can do within the game, sort of what cards you can play. If you're a more experienced crib player, then all you would need to do is turn off that setting and you'd get no hints.
Enable achievements. Switch button. On. Double tap to toggle setting.
Enable achievements is, well, you get different achievements within the app. So that's what you can do there.
Account / avatar settings. Heading.
Your account in Cribbage Pro is where you would play online crib.
Select an avatar.
You can choose an avatar, but I've not been in there.
Block custom avatars. Switch button. Off.
You can obviously...
Double tap to toggle setting.
Block custom avatars.
Username, email and password.
You can see what your username is there.
Change address.
Change your address. Now, in Cribbage Pro, you can actually enter crib contests for money, but I don't do that, I just play for fun.
Alternate connect method. Switch button. Off.
And then the last thing
Double
you've
tap
got
to toggle setting.
Is an alternate connect method. Okay, now we're finished with the settings.
Code 3 or done. Button.
We'll press the done button.
New game. Button.
And we're back to the new game button. The next button I want to look at is the help and about button.
Resume game options and multiplayer game status. Help and about. Button.
I've just flicked through.
Resume game.
But if you're looking
game.
For the help and about button.
Multiplayer game. Help and about.
It is
button.
Sort of in the bottom, close to the middle, but more to the right of the screen. So we'll double tap that.
Cribbage Pro help. Home. Button.
First button we've got is a Cribbage Pro help and then a home button.
Cribbage Pro help. Heading.
A Cribbage Pro help.
Help. Heading level 1.
Another help heading.
White bullet. List start.
Now it's the start of a list because in here there's links that'll explain certain features of the app and such like.
Scoring / rules. Link.
Again, there's a scoring / rules button. If you've never played a game of crib in your life and you want to know what the rules are, you can go in there and have a look.
White bullet. Frequently asked questions. Frequently asked questions. Link.
An FAQ.
White bullet. Multiplayer contests. Link.
Again, that's the multiplayer contest which I've just previously mentioned. Those are the ones that you can enter if you want to win real money.
White bullet. Saving and loading. Link.
That's where you can find out how to save and load games or do certain things.
White bullet. Game statistics. Link.
Your game stats and how they're laid out, etc. I've not had a look in there, but that's where you can find out how to access your game statistics and such like.
White bullet. Global top 50 statistics. Link.
The global top 50 statistics is where the top 50 players from around the world would be. You can have a look and see where they are and how many points they've gotten, how many games they've won, etc.
About. Heading level 1. Link.
The about heading, and after that you've just got some copyright information and sort of stuff like that, and who made the app. So we'll just go out here.
2 or 5 home. Button. New game. Button.
Okay, now I feel that we've had a look at the most important buttons if you want to change things or something like that will actually go through a round of crib, and I'll show you what the screen's like for that.
Existing game found.
Oh, sorry.
Alex, resume. Take loss. Button. Cribbage Pro. Opponent's score. 2 off. Home.
Sorry about that. New game. If you're looking for the new game button,
new game.
It's button. Sort of close to the middle, but more towards the left of the screen. It's right on the left-hand side, but it's roughly in the middle of the screen.
New game. Existing game found.
If you've played a game before and not went back to it, the app will save it for you, so you've got an existing game found alert.
An existing game is in progress. Starting a new game will overwrite it, and unfinished games count as a loss in the top 50 and reset any winning streak.
So you can either
resume
that game or
take loss. Button.
Take loss. And just now we'll take the loss.
Cribbage Pro.
Okay. So now we've got a slightly different screen.
Home. Button.
The home button.
Options and settings. Button.
Options and settings.
Opponent score. 0.
The opponent's score, which in this case is the computer.
Count is 0.
The count.
Spread deck. Image. Selects card from deck.
A spread deck image. And to start with, you actually have to double tap on that image to, you know, to sort of start the game off.
Select a card to cut for deal.
And that's just a bit of information.
Your score, 0.
Your score.
Discard.
And a discard button. So we'll spread the deck.
Select spread deck. Image. You won the deal.
And now I've been told that I won the deal and it shuffled the cards. So now what we want to do is...
Cribbage, home, options, opponent score, count is 0. Reshuffle, you won the deal.
Okay, before, we've got a reshuffle button if we wanted to do that.
You won the deal score, 0, you are dealer. Image.
And it'll tell you that you're the dealer.
Discard, button.
And now we push the discard button and it'll start dealing out the cards. Okay, the cards are now dealt, so we've got some more information on the screen.
Cribbage Pro, home, button, options, opponent score, 0.
Okay, so we've got the opponent score again.
Overturned card, image, overturned card.
Now, there are 6 overturned card images, and they're just the cards that have been overturned, but you don't have to worry about them because VoiceOver will tell you what the card names are.
Count is 0.
Then you've got the count again.
Select 2 cards for your crib.
A sort of instruction saying to select 2 cards for your crib.
Your score, 0.
It'll tell you your score.
2 of spades.
And now we've actually got
the card.
So, in this case, we've got the 2 of spades.
3 of spades.
3 of spades.
4 of spades.
4 of spades.
4 of diamonds.
4 of diamonds.
9 of hearts.
9 of hearts.
Jack of spades.
Jack of spades. And to select these cards, all you would have to do is double tap on these cards. But I've got hints enabled, so I'm going to show you a nice little feature of the hint as well.
You are dealer. Image.
Again, you've got the You Are Dealer image.
Hint. Button.
And a hint button. So we'll push the hint button.
Hint. Discarding 9H. 4D should give the best hand score.
That's now telling us if we discard the 9 of hearts and the 4 of diamonds, that'll give us the best hand score.
You are Jack of Silla, 4, 3 of spades, 2 of spades.
But if we go back to our cards,
card.
We've got the 2 of spades,
3 of spades,
3 of spades,
4 of spades,
4 of spades,
selected, 4 of diamonds,
selected,
unselect the card,
selected the 4 of diamonds,
selected, 9 of hearts,
and the 9 of hearts. But as soon as we double tapped on that hint button, it automatically selected the cards for you. So what I'll do now is discard those cards.
Discard. Button.
Now the discard button changes to a play button. And we'll go back up to the top.
Cribbage, home, options, opponent score, zero.
Again, we've got the opponent's score.
Overturned card. Image, overturn, count is, cut, overturn, opponents, overturned, cut, overturned card.
And we've got image. Three overturned cards.
Count is nine.
The count is nine because the computer has played a card.
Cut card, two of diamonds. Image.
It'll tell us what the cut card is.
Nine of clubs. Image.
They've played a nine of clubs.
Your score, zero.
It'll tell you your score.
Your crib. Image.
Your crib. But that's obviously reserved for last.
Two of spades. Three of spades. Four of spades. Jack of spades.
And...
selects the card.
We've now got four cards because we got rid of two.
You are dealer. Image.
It's telling us that I'm the dealer again.
Hint. Button.
So we'll push the hint.
Hint. You are dealer. Jack of spades. Four, three, silk. Your crib. I think the 2S would be best here.
And now it'll tell you which card it thinks that you should play. And it'll select that card, so we'll not have to worry, and all we can...
your score.
All we have to do is...
yeah, you are deep pinned. Play.
Press the play button.
Play. Button.
Now we'll go back and see what the computer's played.
In. You are... yeah, your score. Eight of... two of spades. Image. Eight of clubs. Image.
They've played the eight of clubs, so we'll just go through the same process.
Your score. Your grip. Three of... four of... jack of spades. You are dealer.
But because we've played a card already, we've now got three cards left.
Hint.
So we'll push the hint button.
I hint. You are dealer. Jack of... select three of your grip. I think the 4S would be best here.
And, again, if we follow the hint,
your
all grip, we have
three
to
of,
do...
select, jack, you are, hint.
Is
play.
Press
button.
The play button.
Play button.
And again, the same process.
Hint. You are jack three of your grip. Your score, five of diamonds. Image.
Now, we've got
four of eight of clubs.
A four image. And a five. So I'm not going to use the hint here.
Four of five of your score. Your grip, three of jack of three of spades.
In order to get a run,
select the card.
I want to play the three. So, to play that, you'd double tap on that card.
Selected. Three of spades.
And it's selected.
Jack of, you are deep pinned. Play.
And
button.
You play it.
Count is... you are dealer. Jack of, your grip, your score. 3142. Run off, queen of diamonds. Image.
And after the computer has played a queen... so... after that, we've got...
31 for 2,
run of 3 for 3. So that'll tell you what you have.
Your score, your crib, jack-offs, you are dealer. Play.
The only card we've actually got left is a jack.
You are dealer, jack of spades. Selected.
So,
jack of
we'll
spades,
play that.
You are play. Button. You are dealer. You are dealer.
And now, we've got nothing left, so we just keep pressing OK until we get out of it.
Oh, count is now zero. Ready. Button.
I'm not going to do this round, but you've had the deal already, so the deal button now changes to a ready button. So if we press that...
discard. Button.
And now the instruction
hint.
That we've
button.
Got...
10 of 10, 5, 3, 3 of 2 of heart, your score. Select two cards for opponent crib.
Select two cards for opponent crib. So, I'm not going to do this round because I want to go into the multiplayer and show you how to create a game with somebody. So, we'll go out of here.
To home. Button. New game. Button.
And we'll look for the multiplayer button.
Resume game. Button. Multiplayer game. Button.
The multiplayer game is right in the middle of the screen. So we'll double tap that.
Multiplayer game. Network stability required.
It's just telling us now that if we want to keep a connection, we've got to have a stable network.
Please be sure you're alive. OK. Button.
So we've got an OK button or a...
don't warn. Button.
don't warn button, so we'll just double tap on the OK button.
OK. Button. Cribbage Pro login.
And now the screen changes to a Cribbage Pro login.
Username.
Now we've got a username, and it will tell you my username after that.
Brian2201. Password.
The password.
Secure. Text field. Double tap to edit.
After the password button, we've got.
Save password.
A save password.
Switch button. Off.
Switch again.
Double tap to toggle setting. Login.
A login button.
Cancel.
And a cancel button.
Forgot password. Button.
And a forgot password button. So I'll pause the recording until I put in my password.
Viewmeter. Pause. Button.
Okay, I've now typed in my password, so we'll get out of that text field and press the login button.
Switch button. Off. Login. Button. Login failed.
For some reason the login's failed.
Your login was refused due to an invalid password. Passwords are case sensitive. If you need password assistance, use the forgot button.
I'm actually quite glad that's happened, because now you'll know what happens if you get the wrong password. So we'll just pause the recording again and put in the proper password.
Pause.
Okay, I've put in my password, so we'll get out of this edit field and press login.
Switch button. Login. Button. New game. Button. Home. Button.
Right. We're now logged in, and we've got a slightly different screen. Along the bottom, we've actually got tabs. So
selected. Games.
We've got
tab.
Games.
Lobby chat. Tab.
Lobby chat.
Friends. Tab.
Friends.
3 or 4. Cribbage Pro Gold. 0.00.
Cribbage Pro Gold. Okay. So
level points. Night level. Cribbage Pro Gold. Selected. Games. Tab. 1 or 4.
So just before those tabs, we've got some information, which is the points that you've earned, the amount of gold that you've got, the level that you're on. But the main part of the screen, the main part of the screen is actually taken up with games that have already been created. These can change quite rapidly, so I'm not really going to get into them, but just as an example.
Available games. Select to play.
There's an available games.
Players, 138.
It tells you how many players are online.
1. Game host, Cribber 74. Level, 12. Game name, Muggins. 15 second time limit. Manual counting with Muggins. Rated game. Chat disabled. Public. Open game.
And if you wanted to play that game, all you would need to do is open it. So I'll just open that one.
Game actions.
Now we've got game actions.
Cancel button.
A cancel button, and
join Muggins button.
Join Muggins, which is the game name.
View Cribber 74 stats.
We can
button.
View their stats.
View Cribber 74 ratings button.
We can view their ratings.
View join cancel.
But we'll cancel button. Because
empty list. No available games. Select create game. 1. Game host.
And what just happened there was, all the games were taken.
So empty list.
Yeah, all the games, as I say, they get taken and changed, so it's very quick. So if you want to play one of those games, you need to get in there quickly. But what I'm focusing on is the create game.
No available players. Available get create game. Button. Cribbage Pro game setup.
Okay, the Cribbage Pro game setup.
Limit/turn.
Limit/turn.
15 seconds. Button. 1 or 4.
In the multiplayer game, you can actually put a time limit on how long a player can play their turn. So we've got 15 seconds.
Selected. 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Button. 60 seconds. Button.
60 seconds.
None. Button.
Or none.
4 or 4.
The default selection is 30 seconds.
Best of.
This is the amount of games, so we've got the best of
selected. 1 button,
which
one
is the default.
3 button,
3
2 or 4. 5 button, 3 or 4.
5
7 button, 4 or 4.
7
manual counting.
We can alter the counting.
Switch button off. Enable muggins.
We can enable muggins.
Dimp. Switch button off.
We can
in-game chat.
Turn on or off in-game chat.
Switch button on. Points/rated.
Points/rated.
Switch button on.
Is on.
Name.
We can name the game, but just now it's called
Brian 2201's game. Text field. Password.
If you wanted a private game, you can set a password on it.
Password for private games. Text field. Star set a password for a private game star. Create. Button.
And then there's the create button. So I'll create this game.
Cribbage Pro.
The game's created. So after that we've got
quit button.
A quit button.
Opponent score, 0.
An opponent score button. Sorry, that's not a button, it's just an opponent score.
Count is 0.
Count is 0.
Start game. Dimmed.
We can
button.
Start the game, but until an opponent joins, that'll be dimmed.
Kick player. Dimmed. Button.
We can kick the player out of the game.
Your score, 0.
You've got your score.
Discard. Button.
And a discard button. So, that's roughly how you create a game on Cribbage Pro. And until an opponent actually joins that game, I can't really go into any more details. So, that's the slight drawback of this app. If you're creating a game, you could be waiting quite a long time for somebody to play it. So, I'll just come out of this.
Stocks. Screen lock.
So that was a walkthrough on Cribbage Pro for iOS. The app itself is free, but you have to pay by in-app purchase to get online. You've got sort of two games when you download the app, but if you want to keep playing online, you have to pay for it. So I hope that you found this useful, and I hope you have fun playing Crib. Bye.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.